Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. It's Tuesday, August 4th. And first of all, this is a little bit of a later episode. It's 11:44 on the East Coast. So in order to keep the streak alive, I'm going to try to move quickly and get this episode published. So I've had a song stuck in my head for the last 3 days. It's I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys. I don't know why or where I heard it, but I just cannot get it out of my head. Does this ever happen to you? I mean, I've tried like solving this. I listened to other music. I've tried not to think about it. Like just nothing seems to work for me. So then I started looking into why this happens. And I learned that there's actually a name for it. And it's called earworm. The term comes from a German word, Ohrwurm, which literally translates to earworm. And it was coined by a psychiatrist in 1979. About 90% of people experience this at least once a week. There are certain songs that are actually scientifically designed to be stickier than others. And the thing that most people do to get rid of one, which is trying not to think about it, is actually the single worst strategy according to the research. When I was first doing research into this, I thought the term earworm was going to be like a disease or something, but obviously not the case. The scientific name for an earworm is actually involuntary musical imagery, and the mechanism behind it connects to a broader principle in cognitive science called the Zeigarnik effect. Your brain has a hard time letting go of unfinished tasks. If you start reading a book and stop halfway through, your brain keeps nudging you to finish it. If someone starts telling you a story and then gets interrupted, you feel a pull to hear the ending. Your mind wants closure. And until it gets it, the incomplete task stays active in your working memory. Music actually works the same way. When you hear a full song from beginning to end, your brain processes it, stores it, and then moves on. But when you only hear a fragment, maybe it's the catchy chorus at a grocery store, a few seconds from someone's car window, or 15 seconds of I Want It That Way, then your brain latches onto that fragment and tries to complete it. Since it can't, because it doesn't have the full song stored, it just loops the piece that it does have, searching for a resolution that never comes. An earworm isn't your brain malfunctioning. It's actually your brain doing exactly what it's supposed to do with incomplete information, just in a way that drives you crazy. This is also why the worst thing you can do is try to suppress it. Psychologists call this the white bear effect, named after a classic experiment where participants were told not to think about a white bear and then couldn't stop thinking about one. Actively trying not to think about the song keeps it in your conscious awareness, which then feeds the loop instead of breaking it. The harder you fight an earworm, the stronger it gets. And also, it's important to note that not all songs become earworms equally. And researchers at Goldsmiths University of London ran the first large-scale study to figure out what makes certain songs stick while others don't. The findings came down to three ingredients. First, melody has to be simple and repetitive enough that your brain can rehearse it without effort. Complex jazz or classical pieces rarely become earworms because they're too difficult for your auditory cortex to loop automatically. I'm actually curious, like when's the last time that you've had Mozart stuck in your head? Probably never. The second thing is that the tempo really matters here. Upbeat songs with faster tempos are actually stickier than slow ones. And finally, there has to be something slightly unexpected in the melody. A note that goes somewhere your ear didn't predict, which gives your brain a reason to keep replaying it because it's trying to process the surprise. The combination of predictable structure plus one unexpected element is basically the recipe for a hit song, which is why the songs that top the charts are often the same ones that get stuck in people's heads. It's actually not a coincidence. The qualities that make a song commercially successful and the qualities that make it neurologically sticky overlap almost completely. I don't know if you remember the episode about the top pop writers, but there's like three people who write them. So to me, this kind of came full circle. It's like these people know how to make songs that get stuck in your head. So by the way, most earworms are only about 15 to 30 seconds long. They usually the hook or the chorus, because those are the most repetitive and melodically distinctive parts of the song. Your brain doesn't loop the whole thing. It actually just grabs the catchiest fragment and then runs it on repeat, which is why you can have a song stuck in your head for hours, even if you only know one line of it. By the way, the song that tends to get stuck in my head by far the most is Dirty Work by Steely Dan. Literally all I sing is, I don't wanna do your dirty work no more. Oh God, hopefully that doesn't get stuck in your head now. Okay, but don't worry, if it did, I'm going to help you. because the research points to three strategies that work to get rid of an earworm. And the one that works the best is the one that feels the most counterintuitive. So the most effective cure is to listen to the full song all the way through. I promise you, this episode is not sponsored by the Backstreet Boys or Steely Dan. But listening to the full song directly addresses the Zygarnik effect. Your brain is looping the fragment because it wants completion, and playing the entire song from start to finish gives it the closure that it's looking for. Once the song resolves, your brain can file it away and move on. Several studies have actually confirmed this, and some participants reported that they needed to listen two or three times before the full earworm fully released. But after a couple of listens, it worked. This approach was consistently the most reliable. The second strategy is chewing gum. This sounds absurd, but it has research behind it. A study published in the Quarterly Journal of Experimental Psychology found that chewing gum interferes with the subvocalization process, which is the internal voice that your brain uses to replay the song in your head. When your jaw is engaged in chewing, it disrupts the motor planning involved in silently singing the earworm, which then weakens the loop. And the third is engaging in a cognitively demanding task, like a Sudoku puzzle, a math problem, or really anything that requires enough mental effort to crowd the earworm out of your working memory. Your brain has limited cognitive bandwidth, and if you occupy it with something difficult enough, then there's just not enough space left for the song to keep playing. The task has to be challenging, though, because easy tasks leave enough idle capacity for the earworm to survive. Okay, let's close this episode out. 90% of people experience an earworm at least once a week, and most of them do the one thing that makes it worse, which is try not to think about it. Your brain loops song fragments that it wants to finish, and the fix is actually to just listen to the whole song and let it finish it. So if you've got Dirty Work stuck in your head by Steely Dan, go ahead and finish it. And you're welcome, because that song is a banger. Stay informed, stay curious, don't do anyone's dirty work, and we'll see you tomorrow.